Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, June 29th, 2020. This could be the most important No Spin News I have done in more than 3 years because I have had enough. Enough. My country is under assault. The leaders of this country are cowards, most of them. Most of them. So now I am going to launch a campaign that I hope you will help me with. The campaign is called Stand Up for Your Country. Stand Up for Your Country. It's not political. It has nothing to do with the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. It's not racial. It has nothing to do with anybody's skin color, religion, ethnicity. It has to do with whether or not you believe your country, the United States of America, is noble. If you do not believe that, turn me off right now. Never watch me again. Because I have no common ground with you. If you don't believe your country's noble, you are my enemy. I do not want this country torn to pieces. I am watching it. It's right before my eyes, being torn to pieces. I am watching death in New York City, 20 miles away from where I am right now. The communist mayor of that town, in conjunction with the opportunist governor, Cuomo, has now created a system whereby people are being gunned down in the streets and the police have been ordered to step aside. Step aside. That's a destruction of the United States. That's the cities, the country's largest city. All right, let's get into nuts and bolts. I don't know whether it was this weekend watching people say the city of St. Louis, the name has to be changed, or whether it was the Oregon State annual football game called the Civil War. You can't say the Civil War anymore. I don't know really what it was, but it tipped me over. So here's what we're going to do. We have printed up slogan, stand up for your country. Okay? There it is. Now you can put this on your car, on your tractor, on your house, on your cooler at the beach. You can put it on your forehead. This sends a message. Stand up for your country. Do not kneel before the forces of destruction and anarchy. Do not kneel. Stand up. You go to BillO'Reilly.com, you can order them. We kept the price down so everybody, if you have a lemonade stand, you can buy a dozen of them. And you give them out. And you use them. And if anybody challenges you, stand up for your country is not acceptable anymore, you walk away. You don't confront them. These loons bringing guns out into the street and all of that on the right, counter-protesting, you know, that's not going to win the war, and it is a war. That's not going to win it. Looking people in the eye and go, I'm proud to be an American. I believe my country is noble. That'll win the war because there are a lot more of us than there are of them. I think it's 10 to 1. But the noble American cadre doesn't have a voice, has no voice because of the corrupt media. They kiss the butt of the Black Lives Matter movement. You want to know who they are? Read my column. The three ladies who founded it are Marxists. They admit it. This is what it is. Destroy America, not civil rights, not correct things that are wrong. No, destroy it. Are you going to sit by and watch that happen? No, I don't think you are. So stand up. Get this. We'll launch this campaign. We'll keep it going. And it'll matter. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Mail-in votes. Okay, so all the left want mail-in votes. Why? I don't know why, but I really do know why. Because fraud is much easier. Here we go in New Jersey. So New Jersey has a vote, statewide vote. 16,747 mail-in ballots because of COVID. All right? But it's chaos, total chaos. Roll the tape.
Yesterday was allegations of ballot stuffing and vote bundling that led to about 800 ballots being set aside. Now there appear to be signed mailed-in votes from residents, but those residents tell us they never voted.
Pete Patterson resident Ramona Javier, she says, we did not receive vote-by-mail ballots, and thus we did not vote. But according to the Board of Elections, records show her vote-by-mail ballot did come in on May 10th.
There you go. There's a proof. So you want mail-in ballots all for the presidential election? That's what you're going to have. Very, very easy. Particularly because that woman doesn't speak English. She doesn't know. So that's a proof. You want the proof? I just gave it to you. New Jersey. Final thought in a moment. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. All right, here's the final thought of the day. You may remember that the movie Killing Jesus off my book was a little controversial because I hired a Muslim Lebanese guy to play Jesus. Roll it.
God, speaking of me, yes. Cousin, until this day, while I'm a man of strong belief, I've worked a trade, a carpenter, nothing more.
What is prophesied cannot be denied. The cup will be raised to your lips, Jesus. Baptize me.
Okay, now I did that because Jesus was Semitic. His lineage, back to David, were all Middle Eastern people. And so I hired a guy that looked like Jesus. Now, According to a Rasmussen poll, a third of Black Americans believe that a white Jesus should be removed from churches. No, no, that's wrong. Jesus is universal. It doesn't matter what color he is. All right? He was a man. That's what killing Jesus is all about. You learn about the man. But there are no snapshots of him, no portraits of him. So however you imagine Jesus is fine. It doesn't matter. All right? It's what Jesus did in preaching Christianity, love your neighbor, to the whole world. We'll see you tomorrow.